listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This is a Fox News alert. President Trump indicates he will leave office when his term is up. I'm Dave Anthony. The president put out a statement right after Vice President Pence didn't do what he wanted, didn't try to block Joe Biden's election certification. Instead, just before 4 a.m., Pence read the final vote tally in the Democrats' favor, adding it
shall be deemed a sufficient declaration of the persons elected president and vice president of the United States.
Minutes later,
a tweet appeared on the Twitter feed of Deputy White House Chief of Staff Dan Scavino. It was a statement from President Trump that said, even though I totally disagree with the outcome of the election and the facts bear me out, nevertheless, there will be an orderly transition on January 20th.
Fox's Jill Nato. Some Republicans did object to the vote counts in Arizona and Pennsylvania. Others, like Senator Lindsey Graham, gave up.
Count me out. Enough is enough. I've tried to be helpful. When it's over, it is over.
And some Republicans joined Democrats blaming the president for inciting the mob and violence yesterday that halted the session, forcing lawmakers to evacuate. A woman was shot and killed. Three others died of medical emergencies. Dozens more were injured, and there were about 50 arrests.
The FBI is reaching out, asking for anyone who saw anything, knows anything as to how this happened. That is going to be a story we're going to be telling for days, if not weeks.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. There have been some resignations in the fallout, including former White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, now Special Envoy to Ireland. He's leaving. In the COVID crisis, we just got an update on how many people are out of work. Fox's Lillian Wu has it live.
Dave, there were 778,000 new claims for jobless help last week, a drop of 3,000 from the prior week, which also got revised up slightly, and the better-than-expected 800,000 claims. Now, some of that decline could be from the federal program, which expired for a day before it was reauthorized. Dave?
America's listening to Fox News.
Newsmax TV is the biggest thing on cable news, with shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and more. Every night, watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly tells you the truth about Trump. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your operator you want Newsmax. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV. And download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, so get Newsmax TV anytime, anywhere.
New year, new budgets. Every small business has unique needs. And when you partner with a Dell Technologies Advisor, you get real-time, tailored advice. They'll even give you a free consultation on your servers and storage devices to develop a custom solution to help improve your company's productivity. Plus, get special financing with Dell Business Credit and big savings on business computers with Intel Core processors. Call a Dell Technologies Advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
In the coronavirus surge, we've had another record number of deaths reported yesterday, more than 3,800. And there's been criticism of a slower-than-hoped vaccination process and concern about safety. The CDC reports 29 allergic reactions so far, and this is being investigated.
It was just 3 weeks ago that Miami Beach obstetrician Gregory Michael got his COVID-19 vaccination shot. Now he's dead after suffering hemorrhagic stroke. Medical examiners are hoping to learn why and if the injection of the vaccine was to blame. The physician, who was 56 years old, took himself to the ER after noticing red dots on his skin 3 days after being vaccinated. Those dots are a sign of internal bleeding. It's unknown if Michael suffered from any chronic diseases that would have made him susceptible to such things. The CDC on Wednesday said it had not detected any widespread side effects from coronavirus vaccines. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Of course, this latest COVID surge has more restrictions in place across the country, not making it any easier on businesses that rely on travel, from airlines to hotels to cruise lines.
Princess Cruises has announced it will cancel all cruises from U.S. ports through May the 14th. Previously, Princess had canceled sailings through March the 31st. The additional cancellations come as the cruise line works on restart plans that will meet the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's framework for conditional sailing. The further suspension also applies to European cruises. In addition, Carnival Cruise Line announced an extension to its sailing suspension, canceling cruises slated through March the 31st in U.S. waters, and is still hoping to take a gradual phased approach to put ships back in service this year. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Again, Dan, we got the report of first-time jobless claims last week. 787,000, almost exactly the same as the week before. On Wall Street, Dow futures up over 100 points the day after surging to a record high. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Well, if you want to get a quick coronavirus test that's rapid, the rapid test is available at our friends at Campus Town Urgent Care, Green and Wright, 631 East Green Street, now available. Get a test to know within 15 minutes or less whether you have coronavirus. Dr. Tom Plura, Campus Town Urgent Care, will personally call all the positive patients within 30 minutes to inform them and to answer questions. Craig told me he went there, and before he got home in the car, he heard he was negative. So that's pretty nice. During the emergency pandemic, patient insurance covers the cost of testing. No copays or deductibles. Medicare and Medicaid covers the test fully. Appointments are necessary, but they're very quick and easy. Never leave your car. Results in 15, 20 minutes or less. Go to covidtest.center. Covidtest.center to book your time. Stop missing work or waiting around for days to find out results. Go to covidtest.center to book your time for rapid COVID testing from Campus Town Urgent Care. Covidtest.center. Here, and by the way, Dr. Tom Plura said yesterday on the show,
yeah,
he believes Champaign County has turned the corner.
That's right. And with the vaccinations here, let's do this.
Yeah.
So we can get over this hump. We've got a high 36 with overcast conditions. 25 our low tonight. A little cloudy. Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine as we wrap up the week tomorrow with a high 31, low 25. Similar forecast for Saturday. 29 to 20. The temperature range with the clouds on Sunday. We're currently at 33 on ESPN 93.5.
A lot of people on Facebook Live this morning, in light of what happened at the Capitol, I was very adamant. I totally denounced the violence at the Capitol yesterday. It was just, you can't do this in America. But I made a point that we have to have one guiding principle in this country. You can't be outraged yesterday and not be outraged by everything. Somebody suggested that, well, they were peaceful in Portland and Seattle and they're just burning signs and stealing shoes. No, they're throwing bricks at police.
Right.
They're ambushing police and killing police. You've got to be outraged at everything. Be consistent. I've been outraged at everything, including yesterday.
For sure.
359-2255 if you would like to chime in. Had a litany of what HB 163 was all about. Now, what happened to it? Oh, it's on the text, isn't it?
Yes.
The whole list of what it does. Where did I find? I just lost it.
Okay, hang on.
It's one of the platforms, but I can't remember where it is.
So many messages.
Yeah, it's a lot today. So anyway, apparently this is really, really bad for police. House Bill 163. Essentially, among other things, police can be sued and no bargaining. And
right. Eliminates qualified immunity for the police officers, making them personally liable in civil suits. The collective bargaining, creating a special class of a public employee rights in Illinois and that can only negotiate over wages and benefits. There's no contractual language regarding discipline and discharge procedures for police officers.
Well, the deal breaker is the first one. Personally liable, meaning I got to go hire a lawyer and I've got to pay for all that because I looked at somebody crossways or they said I did, or I grabbed their shoulder and it...
another factor. Allows officers to be disciplined based on anonymous and unsubstantial and unverified complaints.
That is ridiculous. Fortunately, there are still people fighting for me. Senators Chapin Rose. How are you, my friend?
Hey, buddy. Hey, Diane. I want to say a couple things first before we talk about this. And that is just that, you know, in a Democratic free society, there isn't a place for violence for anybody, right, by anybody. And there wasn't a place for violence 2 years ago when the that guy shot up the Republicans at the charity baseball game, and there wasn't a place yesterday for what happened yesterday at the United States Capitol. So, you know, for us to have a free, democratic, small d society, we have to be able to solve our differences without violence. And so I hope that everyone can now take a breath and start coming together around some ideas that we agree on and and stop and take down the level of discussion on those items we disagree on. But let me just say that. And okay, so you wanted to talk about this bill that came out at this point a little over 24 hours ago.
All right, so a day ago, let me just set this up. This is what Chapin wrote. This is his life. You get a 600-page bill yesterday that you're voting on next week. And there's more than just this, correct? Aren't there several bills? How many bills did you receive?
So, you don't really know because they keep filing them, right? So, and then they file amendments to what they've already filed. So, there was at least, there was this one on police. There was one regulating health care and hospitals that the hospitals are all up in arms about. There's one about K-12 education that I started getting all kinds of emails from school superintendents, and each one of them is, 400, 500, 600 pages long. And, and the House is supposed to start voting on them tomorrow, okay? The House returns tomorrow. The Senate returns Sunday. State Senate returns Sunday. So that's how this goes. They have been negotiating them for at least 4 or 5 months in darkness. And then it was, released, to the public. But again, there'll be amendments. There'll be all kinds of other things that happen between here and there, too. So,
Chapin, weren't you part of the discussion? Aren't Republicans part of this?
No. The group that brought this forward did not include us in those discussions, did not include law enforcement in the discussions. they will say that they had hearings over the summer, but the hearings were set up by the majority. They bring in the witnesses that they wanted to hear from. Law enforcement was allowed to comment at those hearings. Obviously, they're open meetings. But the bills that are before us now, no. I mean, so they'll say that concepts were discussed in public hearings. Well, there's a big difference between, somebody saying that we should get rid of bail and then actually putting it in writing, and what does it actually do in the bill? And no, there's been no discussion on the language of the bills between any of those groups that I'm aware of. And here we are, we're, supposed to start up tomorrow in the House. And, there'll be public hearings on it. But this is, the law enforcement one is just all over the place. And let me say this too, Stevie. Imagine if the Capitol, the United States Capitol, had defunded the Capitol Police. Imagine what would have happened yesterday.
Listen, anything you do to police is going to hurt me. If I don't have 911, if I can't depend on somebody calling to satisfy a grievance or protect me, then guess what? I'm going to get a gun, and I'm going to protect my backyard, and you're going to protect my front yard. We can't go back to the old West, Chapin. What are they thinking?
I stopped long ago trying to explain what just to people when you listen, I can't explain sometimes what comes out of the majority on the other side, and it's not really my place to explain it, it's their place to explain it. But I can tell you, in my opinion, what will happen, and that is that police will just give up because, I'm personally friends with tons of good, hardworking, cops who are ethical, wonderful people in our local communities, and my phone started ringing off the hook yesterday once they kind of became aware of what was in this. And, the bottom line is they just don't want to do it anymore. I mean, they're not going to feel. I mean, if anybody and their brother can just sue them personally and they got to go pay for their own attorney, whether there was anything to sue over or not, they're not going to do it. They're just not going to do it. There's all kinds of other things in this bill, everything from, unfunded mandates and then basically, taking away money from them if they don't comply with those mandates, to eliminating their union, just completely removing collective bargaining, police officers from collective bargaining entirely, which is interesting because when Rauner tried to make changes around collective bargaining contracts, the Democrats went berserk on them. But here they are going to take away collective bargaining completely from cops. So, what you just said, Stevie, there has to be a common sense, rational point that everybody can agree on. And I would suggest that that what happened to George Floyd is wrong, and we can all agree on that, but not having a police force at all makes no sense either. So from those two points that I would hope everyone could agree on, you know, we could hope bill that would actually, you know, help us move forward by getting, again, what's going to happen right now is you're going to have a divisive roll call with a bunch of people for it, a bunch of people against it. I'd rather shoot for a bill that can get unanimous support because it's generally common sense and everybody can get behind it. And unfortunately, I don't know. Well, unfortunately, I do know. Unfortunately, I do know that the bills they put out yesterday are a long way from that sort of common sense middle ground position.
Well, Chapin Rose, State Senator Chapin Rose is joining us 8:16 on ESPN 93.5. You told me everything I need to know about my Illinois state government. When you're telling me you get 600-page bills dumped without your input, any Republican input, and essentially they're going to pass, Chapin. I mean, you got a Democratic controlled everything in this state. What in the world are we doing? I mean, that's how your government works in Illinois, Chapin? You just get handed to it and say, eat it?
Look, the reality is until we get fair maps, which, I think is a much better proposition today than it was before November, I think there's a legitimate likelihood that in the next 2 years we're going to get to some sort of fair map process where the citizens of Illinois get their state back and you don't have these party-controlled maps that give one party literally two-thirds of the chamber. I mean, you know, that both the incoming House and incoming Senate are, you know, well over the 60% threshold, and not just 50%, but 60% threshold. The Senate's more than 2-to-1 Democrat. And so until we, either people start changing their minds in the suburbs in Chicago and start voting a different way, or we get an actual map that doesn't put politics over people, you know, this is where we're at and it's where we've been for a long time. But look, Stevie, let's have some positive hope here. First of all, the governor, as you know, tried to cast this sleight of hand on a progressive tax. And 55% of people in Illinois said no,
yeah,
right?
That's good news. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, so there's a clear majority of people that you know, are out there that still have, you know, some amount of, you know, sense to them to understand a pig and a poke, right? On the other hand, as importantly, the last time we did fair maps, it was a 4-3 decision at the Illinois Supreme Court. Well, that fourth judge who sided with literally Mike Madigan and Mike Madigan's lawyer to eliminate the 500,000 people who signed a petition of all parties, independent for that matter, too, the 500,000 people who signed that petition said, no, you don't get a chance to put this before the voters. That judge lost his retention battle in Northwestern Illinois, primarily because he sided with party leaders over the people of Illinois. And so in 2 years, there'll be a new Supreme Court judge in that district, and that gives us potentially a chance to run fair maps again. And I would like to suggest to everyone listening that the way out of this is to take away Mike Madigan or Chapin Rose or any other politician of either party's ability to draw a map and have a computer that doesn't know where the politicians live, so it can't protect incumbents or take out incumbents, and also doesn't know where the Republicans and Democrats live.
Yeah,
and
if you I love did it. That, no, that's right.
You'd have a fair map, and yeah, it'd probably still be tilted to the D side. This is Illinois, and it turns Democrat. But look, when you're a 2-to-1, you know, everything we start with, we start from the position of being behind 2-to-1.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, there will be amendments. I expect that there'll be hearings on this, and I expect that some of these provisions will come out. I also think the law enforcement has a lot of friends all over the place, okay? Not just in Republicans, but I think there'll be some Democrats that side with law enforcement and say that this bill, goes too far. Again, what I just drives me nuts, and to your basic point, is, you know, if you want to have Republican votes on the bill, then you got to have Republicans working on it from the beginning.
No question. Right? No question. All right, Chapin, I'll let you go. One more question. Are you ready?
Yes.
One more very serious question. You're an attorney, correct?
Yes.
You could make much more money doing attorney work full time versus hitting your head on the wall in the state chamber. Why do you still do it? Why is Chapin Rose still out there in the super minority working for the state?
Well, Steve, that's a question my wife asks me all the time. Camille, that's a top one for Camille, I can tell you that much. Look, I will tell you, Stevie, until this COVID hit, it was because I can still win them on the margins and I can actually help people when it counts. So when we get a phone call from a school teacher that says on a Friday night, we just sent a kid home on a bus for what's going to be the coldest weekend of the year and the power has been shut off at our house, by 6 o'clock we get the power turned back on for that family by working with Ameren, that's why you do it, okay? Because you can feel good about it. I will tell you that since March and since basically Governor Pritzker has decided he doesn't want input from anyone, even when we have good, legitimate, rational, literally life-saving ideas, it becomes way more difficult. Because when you're in a normal process, and by the way, you know, you find ways around it, you find people in the administration that will listen, but, you know, the last 9 months have tried everyone, but that's not exclusive to me. They tried our whole nation, right? They've tried you, they've tried your listeners. I mean, this has been difficult on everyone, and just like yesterday, right? It was difficult on everyone. So look, Steve, let me say this. It's incumbent upon all of us to realize the greatness in America. It's incumbent upon all of us to realize that when you let democracy actually work, it does work, maybe imperfectly and maybe not quickly. But there still is no better system anywhere on earth that's been devised to date. And I sure as hell would rather live in the United States of America today. Even with all of its flaws, even with all the arguments and disagreements, I sure as hell would rather live right here in this country than any other country in the world. And, you know, when you remember that and you remember that as Americans, we always get through it. We always get through it. Okay. We might have hiccups and we might have some heartburn. We might have some anger, but we're going to get through it. And, when you put that into perspective, it kind of brings it all home. And that's why you still get up in the morning and go do it.
And you wouldn't run for governor, right?
Hilarious.
Just asking. Hey, I mean, come on. Well, you're a state senator. You could run for governor. What the heck?
Well, I suspect there's going to be some good ones to come forward. I will tell you, let me tell you this too, Stevie. And I've never allowed anyone to entertain the vanity that it takes for me to even consider for a moment something like that until Pritzker came along. And I have been so exasperated with his unwillingness to even just listen to the most basic of, hey, buddy, you're not even listening to the own rules that you set forward. You know, Champaign County is at 2% positivity. Your rule says 8%. So why are we putting people out of work? When you can't even have the conversation, I will tell you, for the first time in 18 years, I've actually started, you know, I've allowed my brain to kind of wander into the what-if scenario. There's still no way. But, you know, it's the first time I've ever even thought about it, just because this guy's just impossible to work with.
You would have to have one really important thing. You'd have to have a guy like me walking around with you saying, don't answer that. Just keep walking. Don't answer. Don't say
don't
anything.
Answer that.
Don't,
I
say,
know, I know.
Don't say anything, Chapin. Don't say anything. They're baiting you. They're baiting you. Don't
I know.
Say,
I know.
But you could stand toe-to-toe with J.B. Pritzker in a debate stage. You could totally with ideas and give us hope. And talk about how great Illinois is. I know it's you could win 99 counties and lose. I get it. But, man, we need something different in this state.
Well, first of all, again, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's very kind of you. I it just seems like, you know, I'm a common sense guy from Charleston, Illinois, right? You find a problem, you put the right people in the room, and you fix the problem. That's it. I mean, this is not rocket science. It doesn't take a bunch of PhDs from the U of I. You just get the right people in the room and you solve the problem. And, you know, that's kind of how I approach life, right? And then I find people who literally, for whatever reason, aren't interested in, they're sure not interested in putting the right people in the room to solve the problem, but they don't even want to begin to solve the problem in the first place. And that just, that drives me nuts. Mm. I mean, it just drives me nuts. So, anyway, sorry.
No, appreciate it. All right, we'll stay in touch. We appreciate your insights this morning, Chapin. Thank you. How do people connect with Senator Chapin Rose?
Yeah, scnchapinrose.org. scnchapinrose.org.
And if he's if Sean's going to spend $100 million on his coach, couldn't he give you $100 million run for governor? I mean, he could do that, Shad Khan. Anyway, Chapin.
What are you spending? Holy cow.
I know. The rumor was Urban Meyer was going to get $12 million a year, and that's not a done deal or anything. But the number that Sean's probably going to spend on this is going to be $50 to $100 million. I think $100 million to get you in the game for the governor, but you're going to need about that.
I think $100 million beats Pritzker. I mean, the funny thing about Pritzker is he thinks he can spend all this money and just buy the votes, but, you know, the jury's in on him. Right? I mean, people have made up their minds.
You know what? I can't take anymore. I can't hear J.B. Pritzker ever say follow the science again. I can't do it. I mean, I start twitching. Don't be telling me about the science.
Yeah, follow the science, Governor. You told us the science at 8%. We're at 2%.
Yeah,
why are my people out of work?
Exactly. Period. You're the man, Chapin. Yeah. Thank you, my friend.
See you guys.
Senator Chapin Rose.
Kevin from Rantoul just texted in about HB 163, which we hit at the beginning.
We just talked about it. It's the fact that you're going to have police personally liable and that anonymous tips can get them disciplined.
Well, and that's just the tip of the iceberg on all the stuff in the 600 pages here. So I don't know if
you have a big, that's a big tip.
Sure.
Because do you want to go to work on radio and say something and personally be liable or have somebody call me and say, Diane Ducey said this to me? How do you know? Anonymous tip? That's crazy sauce.
I know.
That's crazy. That is nuts. I mean, we better be supporting our police or we're gonna be in big trouble.
Well, and our friend Ed has a long post on your Facebook page at Stevie J, and there's a lovely picture of you and your wife, Janet. So if you want to, you know, go to the Facebook live feed and see that long post.
Okay, then all the things that are in HB 163.
Some of the highlights.
All right, ESPN 93.5. It is, 8:28.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There were 787,000 new claims for unemployment benefits last week, down 3,000 from the previous week and fewer than forecast. Economists were expecting the number of claims to remain steady or increase because of rising coronavirus cases and restrictions to control the virus. Investors are looking past yesterday's violence on Capitol Hill to the prospect of higher government spending and another stimulus package from the Biden administration. L Brands shares are higher, though sales at its Victoria's Secret unit declined 9% in the holiday quarter. Sales at its Bath and Body Works chain were up 17%. ConAgra, which makes grocery store brands Bird's Eye, Banquet, and Ready Whip, is reporting strong sales and is predicting strong business for the current period. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Next on the House of Broken Dreams, you'll meet one of Jennifer Kesey's best friends who takes us back to the day Jennifer disappeared.
We all knew something was very wrong. This wasn't anyone that would ever just leave or not contact. There's no way. And obviously it was for the reason it is still today that someone abducted her or something happened to her.
Available now on Apple Podcasts.
Okay, so here's a what you would call a softball question. Would you like the highest possible offer for your home if you sell your home? That's a softball question.
Yes.
Nate Evans can do that for you. He's got millions of examples. Well, maybe not millions, but dozens and dozens that I have. Like Mark and you, who needed to sell their Ropes and Meadows and Champagne home. They had to relocate for work. They listed it first with another broker. Not so good advice on pricing and marketing. The home sat unsold for 772 days. Then Mark and you found Nate Evans at the Nate Evans Group. He said, well, let's do this, let's do that. Then they virtually staged the home and virtually remodeled problematic rooms. Then they said, well, this will cost this much money to do this. Look how nice it looks now. The home sold in a couple of weeks. In fact, Mark and you were so happy they're listing another home with Nate Evans, Nate Evans Group. They just sell homes.
Well, even though he sells over 300 homes each year, when you list with Nate, you feel like you're the only client. And he has this strong partnership with Zillow, which is really a neat feather in his cap. Call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home, Nate Evans. Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty can give you that immediate cash offer on your home, offers flexible fees. He can help you sell your home for the most money possible. Details, NateEvansGroup.com. That's NateEvansGroup.com. Start packing.
You're building a legacy, and you're at a point where you're moving beyond your own financial goals. You're focused on your family's security, giving to a cause you're passionate about, or even starting a foundation. Entrust Busey Wealth Management to maximize your wealth's potential. We'll provide you with the highest level of personalized service with your goals and values at the forefront. Learn more at bc.com. Member FDIC.
Has this season of life got you down? Hi, this is Rob Dahlhaus, Executive Director at See You at Home, with some encouragement for you. Back in mid-June, See You at Home and Austin's Place decided to keep the men's and women's emergency shelters open throughout winter and beyond. That's right, friend. For the first time in 20 years, we have a year-round shelter again available in our community. Even with this COVID season, God is still good and still blessing us beyond measure. Please mark your calendars for One Winter Night 2021, held on Friday, February 5th. Be on the lookout for more details. Please visit seeyouathome.us. And join the team today.
Hey kids, want to hear a scary story? It was a dark and stormy night, and suddenly, from out of nowhere, a noise. It was a company's hard drive failing after being struck by an IT disaster. Kids? Where'd you go?
It might not sound scary, but over 90% of small businesses fail within 2 years after being struck by an IT disaster. Let Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign design a recovery plan for you. Give them a call at 359-8041.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is the company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
News. I'm Chris Foster. After yesterday's riot at the Capitol, President Trump in a statement says even though he disagrees with the election results, there will be a peaceful transfer of power. Congress affirmed those results at 3:32 a.m.
Vice President Mike Pence presided over the certification after yesterday's upheaval, directly addressing those who breached the Capitol, saying, quote, "You did not win, and this is still the people's house." One woman died after being shot in the chest by Capitol Police. She was part of a crowd that was breaking down the doors to a barricaded room. Three others died of medical emergencies on the Capitol grounds yesterday.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Slightly fewer Americans put in new unemployment claims last week.
It came in at 787,000. Looking at continuing claims, 5.072, and that is actually better than expected.
Cheryl Cassoni with Fox Business. The December monthly jobs report comes out tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
PDR Automotive in Urbana prides themselves in offering you the very best in service. In fact, they're one of the select TechNet certified professional shops. Certified shops like PDR make all the difference in vehicle maintenance because the TechNet community is made up entirely of local family-owned shops. So you know you're getting reliable and personalized care that only a local shop like PDR can provide. PDR is proud to be a TechNet professional shop that you can depend on time and time again. When you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481.
This is Brant Hansen. I can tell you, hire the best realtor around. And thankfully, in this area, we have Nate Evans. He can actually give you an immediate cash offer for your home. So highly recommend Nate Evans. Check him out online, NateEvansGroup.com.
Game Day Spirits year-end clearance sale is now live and full of great deals for Illini Nation. Shop in either of their stores and take an additional 20% off of existing clearance items. Or visit them online at GameDaySpirit.com/sale to save 30% on great pieces from brands like Nike, Columbia, Champion, and more. Game Day Spirit is located at the corner of 6th and Green in Campus Town, Neil and Kirby in Champaign, and is open online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop. Well, we appreciate you all listening here this morning. A lot of people tuned in here today, Facebook Live, also on the YouTube channel. And, of course, you're always welcome. We had some very poignant and, I thought, compelling calls earlier this morning via voice, and that's fine, too. Mm-hmm. It's the same as the text line, 359-2255. Want to learn more about the amazing variety of majors at the College of ACES at the University of Illinois? Visit aces.illinois.edu for must-have info and virtual visit details. Also, check out ACES Illinois on YouTube for a peek at courses and culture. Remember, we had Megan and Justine on.
Yeah.
I loved having them on.
Great energy.
Oh, yeah. Let's check your weather.
High 35, generally cloudy. 25, our low into the evening tonight. Tomorrow, we have a high 32, low 25 with the clouds. Mostly cloudy over the weekend as we teeter around 31 and then down into the mid-20s. Right now, we're at 33 on ESPN 93.5.
We have even been so busy with the Capitol story. I've already said that was egregious. I didn't like it one little bit. I denounced it, thought it was bad. You can't do that in America. But I also said that you can't have more than one set of guiding principles for the United States. Our outrage yesterday for me was just the same as my outrage in Seattle, the outrage outside the White House when the president had to be evacuated after his speech at the Republican convention, where they had to evacuate the president because they thought the White House was going to get breached. You can't do that. We don't want to do that. But you've got to recognize that the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter and the Proud Boys, I mean, you can't do violence. We don't do that. And the 14-year Air Force veteran, Ashley Babbitt, who was standing in the corridor on camera when the shots rang out, and her face looked like she knew she was going to die, and she did. Anyway, it's just there it is. So I would just encourage everybody to be consistent in your outrage.
We had a comment about, you know, who shot that lady. You know, are they trying to find out? Are they doing an investigation about all that?
They'll do everything. I mean, right. John Decker, our journalist ace from Gray Television now, last hour said there'll be an after something, that whatever the term was, where they assess everything. They're going to figure out what the heck happened at the Capitol. If you and I went toward the Capitol running with backpacks on our back, we'd be shot, or at least told to stop or be shot. How did this rally down the street, and you're not fortified? I don't understand. We can certainly get the answers to that. I'm positive.
Well, and Kevin had said all the rioters need to be arrested, Trump as well. I don't know how you try to...
Well, you arrest everybody you can identify that we're breaking windows. Yes, absolutely. But the same in Seattle, the same in Portland. Don't be isolated in your outrage saying, well, it's all because of Trump and they deserve to break windows and steal everything. That's just dumb. I'm sorry. Be consistent. We do not want to fight. We do not want to physically fight and shoot each other. That's not what we did that already.
So John had texted the Department of Justice, FBI, Department of Cybersecurity, all investigated what you claimed happened with voting. No evidence was found on the voter fraud. Yeah,
well, again, just explain to me why 120,000 Joe Biden votes come in several cities in the middle of the night. I just want an explanation. That happened. I want an explanation as to why Atlanta kept counting when they kicked the Republicans out, and it's on video. And it looked like they were refeeding the same ballots. I just need an explanation. And to say quit your whining and oh, shut up, that doesn't work. You have to. We're all pretty smart people. We understand what doesn't look right. And flip it and have Trump win in this fashion, and there'd be cities on fire, and you know it.
Mike in Urbana, I can't take it anymore. This country is too separated and your program does not help.
Well, I'm sorry, because sometimes it is difficult. I'm still very bullish on America. I love this country, greatest nation ever conceived, under the watchful eye of our great almighty God. And the further we move from God, the worse it's all going to get. So you can take that to the bank. And if we don't find God, because this is one nation under God, and if we don't find God and reconnect with God, we're in trouble as a nation. Individually, you can save your soul on your own if you want to do it. But collectively as a country, we're doing stuff that God would not like.
Matt had made a comment, this bullying and scare tactics, it's not breaking the law to stay open. Police officers are not enforcing this, and CUPHD should be ashamed of how they're treating small businesses.
It's just so difficult to know the fear, the anxiety of a small business owner, not just in Champaign County, but all over the country. being told by the government that people can't shop there or eat there. They can't understand. When I made that outlandish suggestion that public officials making these critical decisions to shut down businesses, they shouldn't be paid until this is over. Simply to feel the anxiety of not being paid, and what are you going to do? Where are you getting the money? How are you paying everything? What are the kids going to do? What are the wife? What's your wife going to say? I mean, that anxiety is deep. And they just, the governor won't even talk about 2% in Champaign County versus the 8% number he said we had to be under. Why are we treated like District 6 from the Hunger Games when, in fact, Champaign-Urbana is a model? Why can't we be treated like a model? I mean, it's, we got to express it. I believe in the country. I think we'll be great. I think things will work out. I think the Democrats are in for a tough run. Yes, the Democrats. Because the left's going to go crazy on their opportunity and try and drag everybody down their left way. And the progressives are different than the Democrats. And I trust that the Democrat, the old-fashioned Democrat with some common sense, won't go down the path of no prisons, no borders, and no police. I trust that. I believe in the country.
Charles and Fisher had said these were radical extremists. They have no place in the union. Trump telling these people that he would be standing with them at the Capitol in protest, immediately running to the White House to hide like a rat. To sum it up, he says invoke the 25th and get that idiot out of the White House. Is one of Charles's statements from Fisher.
Well, you're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. It takes a process, actually, if you wanted to get with the 25th Amendment saying he's mentally unstable. There's a process that takes essentially 10 days. And what are we now from inaugural 13?
Right.
Yeah.
And what about the relationship now between Trump and Pence?
Well, probably not good. I don't know what the president wanted. And let me say, because I said it earlier in the show, I was uncomfortable with what the president was saying. I said, oh, no. What he is saying is going to fire up some of the half-crazies, and there's half-crazies in every crowd. And I did not like a whole bunch of what the president said. Because he was giving them hope that he wasn't leaving. And he's leaving in 13 days. But I think history will look back and say, okay, Donald Trump was XYZ. Certainly some character, perhaps character flaws in the fact that he just couldn't leave stuff alone. He had to poke the bear all the time. I didn't like all that. But I think some of the stuff that happened to this country in the first 3 years of his presidency was unbelievable. Some of the positives in the economy, the jobs numbers, the African-Americans going back to work, Hispanics going back to work, it was unbelievable. And then coronavirus hit, and I think we should find out if what happened with China and Wuhan, was this a lab leak? What the heck happened there, if we ever will know? But boy, has it hurt us? Has it hurt the world? Has it killed how many people? So we've had a rough run here. And now we turn the page and we'll see how the Democrats handle it. They've got control of everything. It's their country. They're running everything. Let's see how they do and see how wonderfully smooth this ought to run, right?
217 Texter, you're proud of your America, Stevie. Trump had a bunch of brainwashed inbreds. I suppose you would have been right there.
Yeah, okay. Well, see, that's the difference between you and me, my friend. Okay. I would never call you names like that.
Okay.
And I would never use those terms. I'm just saying that you claim I'm the hater when look in the mirror. When you spew stuff that isn't going to be helpful. I mean, that's what it's about. It's about communicating civilly. We don't want to fight.
Kenny can't believe that Vice President Pence didn't question the Electoral College.
I don't think he had the power to do anything. I think Congress has to do something. I just think that we better stop the mass mail votes, ballots. I think we better fix what the heck happened. And if this happens again and again, and it doesn't really, we're going to be hurting from the standpoint, if you care about conservative values, you're not going to win an election. White House is probably out of reach if you believe some mass things went on. And you don't have to, but some odd things occurred in the wee hours of the morning, and you can't just slough them off. I think you need some answers. That's what I'm saying. Okay, I got to take this break. 8:44, Illinois basketball tonight.
Yes.
Whew, an escape. 8 o'clock, Northwestern Illinois. I think it's on BTN, Big Ten Network. If you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, look no further than Sarah Champagne. Sarah Champagne knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru in Savoy, or online, Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Hey, everybody. Jay Lehman here. If you're in need of a new washer, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World in Champaign has you covered. They've got laundry pairs that are on sale and in stock. Maybe you're thinking you missed out on their big New Year's sale. Well, it's not too late. Quantities are still available, and Dick Van Dyke Appliance World always guarantees the best deal with a free 10-year warranty. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, located off I-74 on Neal Street, or online at appliance-world.com.
Psalms chapter 104, verse 24 says, O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creations. Blossom Basket Florist celebrates the creatures of God's creation. From exquisite centerpieces for your Thanksgiving table, give a daisy bowl for your birthday gift. Tell your partner you love them with the love-struck bouquet. Pop into Blossom Basket Florist, 1002 North Cunningham in Urbana, 2522 Village Green Place in Champaign. Celebrate the flowers of God's creation, or celebrate the loved ones that God created.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. You never realize how much you rely on the plumbing in your home until something goes wrong. A small leak can end up with a big repair if it's not taken care of right away. At the first sign of trouble, visit LandsInc.com. While there, learn more about plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. We look forward to having you be a part of the Lands family. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
This year, business as usual has been anything but. At BC Bank, we know you still have financial goals. Our team is here to develop plans and help build strategies that work as hard as you do. With the right partner and investment strategies in place, you can take charge of the years ahead. BC's wealth management experts are right beside you. Learn more at BC.com. Member FDIC.
All right, let's check your weather forecast, National Weather Service.
Oh, weather. I thought we were doing sports. It's all good. 35 the high, 25 our low, 32 the high tomorrow, cloudy, 31 the high on Saturday. Oh, boy, I am juggling a lot.
You've got a lot going on. Good work today. Good job.
33 on ESPN 93.5.
Hey, this is Brant Hansen. I can tell you, hire the best realtor around. And thankfully, in this area, we have Nate Evans. He can actually give you an immediate cash offer for your home. So highly recommend Nate Evans. Check him out online, nateevansgroup.com.
Hey, it's Diane Ducey with my friends at Profile by Sanford. 2020 was tough on everyone, but there's one thing I'm grateful for this year, and that's joining Profile. Developed by doctors to take the guesswork out of losing weight, the plan is simple, effective, and a certified health coach is with me every step of the way. I've lost weight, I have more energy, I feel great. If you need an extra push, you can join now and save 30% off your program. Visit profileplan.com and use the access code DD.
If you're in the market for a new car battery, you could go to one of those big box stores, except there's no guarantee you'll be served by an actual car expert.
Clean up in aisle three.
You could pick a battery off the shelf, except it might be close to expiring. Or you could just come into Interstate. Don't make a big box store blunder. With competitive prices and a more personal, reliable approach, Interstate Batteries is the clear-cut choice if you want to guarantee yourself a new and trustworthy car battery. They're open and ready to serve you at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign.
All right, ESPN 93.5. Champaign County Chamber of Commerce has their Leadership 2.0 webinar every other Wednesday starting next week from 8:30 to 10:30. Sign up by Friday, which is tomorrow. ChampaignCounty.org, MAPS, Jarris Duncan. Jarris, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me this morning.
You betcha. Leadership, is this what I'm learning on my webinar?
Leadership, yes, sir.
We need a little good dose of leadership here. So what kinds of things are you going to teach us?
Yeah, appreciate you asking. Appreciate you having me. So the things we'll be teaching in Leadership 2.0, we take the science of kind of predictable human behavior, and we break it down into kind of objective, common language. It's simple, practical, and scalable. Because what we found is that anybody that works with other humans, so that can be hard sometimes, right?
Yeah, no question. Usually things are difficult with other humans, but we need each other, Jairus. How do people sign up for a leadership, and how much does it cost?
They sign up through the chamber website, and I'm going to apologize to you because I don't have the cost directly in front of me because it's running through the chamber. I believe it's about $700. I'm not going to say the price. I apologize for that.
Okay, no worries. They can find it out. ChampionCounty.org, ChampionCounty.org. Good. Always good to learn new things. Always good to figure out how to be a better leader. Jairus, hope you're full, and I hope it goes well.
I appreciate you having me, and thanks for the time today.
You betcha. ChampionCounty.org. That's Jairus Duncan.
That's right. Sign up by tomorrow if you want to get involved in this webinar. Have your team better collaborate and communicate.
Okay, we're about out of time.
Lots going on in our nation.
And again, I guess you can go to the podcast and hear the whole program.
I got a text in from Mitch in Atwood. The problem isn't Democrats. The problem isn't Republicans. It's not Biden or Trump, Pence or Harris, Antifa, BLM, Proud Boys. It's sin. The two choices in this nation we continue to turn our backs on is godly principles in this country that it was founded on. As we repent and turn our back on him. The problem is the good news, but the good news, there's a solution. There's a Savior, and his name is Jesus. And he quotes 2 Corinthians 7:14, "If my people are called by name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn away from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land."
Very well done. Very well said. We had a lot of text, a lot of input today. And we've covered the Capitol. We even touched on HB 163 in the state of Illinois. It's a bill that's going to be voted on and voted through. And as it stands now, it makes police personally liable. And I don't know how you can believe police officer when you can be personally sued. That means you would have to get your attorney and go through that process. Do you want to do that? The answer is no. So then you say, well, who's going to do the policing? Well, that's the point for the far left. They don't want you to have the same type of law enforcement. What they expect, I don't know. I don't understand. Because I think that we need 911. I mean, that's generally what we do in an emergency. We call for help.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have, I don't know what the solution is. I don't know what they are suggesting. But you better have somebody answer 911 or people take the law into their own hands. And that's where we kind of are right now. We don't want that. We've come a long way evolving into where we are today. Extraordinarily sophisticated and civilized for the most part. Now, this year, you'd look at some of the events that happened and say, well, that's not very civilized. And it'd be wonderful to sit around in a circle and love each other and figure things out. But when you have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a progressive on the left, saying, if we control all chambers, we don't have to negotiate. We don't have to compromise. You see, you can't just say, you need to just get along and yet have it rammed down your throat. That tends to cause some backlash. And if you feel there were injustices done in this election, you just go quietly in the night. If it happened to you, you probably wouldn't do it if it flipped. You want justice. We're a country of laws. We're a country under God. God is our guiding light, and it needs to be, and you're feeling that slip away. And the country is doomed if we do that. Doomed. We're probably doomed anyway if you read Revelations, but I just hope it's not on our watch.
Right.
So it is like pointing fingers when you're happy with the result and yet stopping the speech of others is fascism, and that's gone on a lot this year. You can't do that. You got to be able to speak and hug and disagree to disagree. Agree to disagree. And we've got to be able to figure it out. But as a nation, as a body, as one glorious nation under God, that's what we got to do. I love this country. It is an amazing country. And if you don't believe it, go live in Africa for 3 months and come home and see how much you love America. Go live in India for a while or China or anywhere else, and then you'll be begging to come home. Because that's what it is. It's home, and we want to keep it that way. Diane, I appreciate everything. We'll be back tomorrow for another round of therapy.
Yes, enjoy the day, Stevie.
Thank you very much for listening. That is Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. God bless America. Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Have a great Thursday.
Where will you be on the first Friday in February of 2021? That night, See You at Home will be holding our 10th annual One Winter Night community awareness event. With this COVID crisis still looming, we know our event may have to look a little different this year, but it's important to remember that even during a pandemic, our friends on the street need us. And friend, we could not do what we do without you. Please mark your calendars for One Winter Night 2021, held on Friday, February 5th. There have been over 500 men and women who have stayed at the emergency shelters since October of 2019. This is Rob Dahlhaus, Executive Director at See You at Home. And while this number sounds unbelievable, it's 100% true. Imagine your son, daughter, brother, sister, cousin, or best friend not having a place to stay at night. Matthew 25:40 tells us, "That which you did for the least of my brothers and sisters, you have done for me." And you, friend, have an opportunity to support this year-round initiative and ensure that our friends without an address have a place to go at night, now and into the future. Our friends need us, and we need you. Visit seeyouathome.us and click the red donate button to join our Hope Givers monthly giving team today.
We're at the Train Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to experience their infamous torture tests firsthand.
Hi, you weren't kidding. This is cold. I'm surrounded by HVAC units covered in a layer of ice and snow. I get it. It's hard to stop a train.
CU Trade Services for commercial and residential, working with highly trained technicians for plumbing, electrical, and HVAC. Get your furnace checkup now with details found at thecuservices.com, your local Train dealer.
Train, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
Game Day Spirits year-end clearance sale is now live and full of great deals for Illini Nation. Shop in either of their stores and take an additional 20% off of existing clearance items, or visit them online at gamedayspirit.com/sale to save 30% on great pieces from brands like Nike, Columbia, Champion, and more. Game Day Spirit is located at the corner of 6th and Green in Campustown, Neil and Kirby in Champaign, and is open online 24/7 at gamedayspirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Butch here with ServPro. Getting back to business means giving customers the confidence to walk through your doors. At ServPro of Champaign-Urbana, we're doing just that with certified ServPro Clean. Our proactive cleaning programs help reduce the spread of viral pathogens, adheres to CDC standards, and uses EPA-approved disinfectants. For a free quote, call ServPro of Champaign-Urbana at 355-0077. The company you've trusted for 30 years with fire and water cleanup can help you with COVID concerns. Franchises are independently owned and operated. Go to ServPro of Champaign-Urbana.com for more information.
Invest in yourself and your team in 2021. Leadership 2.0, presented by the Champaign County Chamber of Commerce and Jarris Duncan of MAPS Coaching, as you get to know your team's personalities to take your business to the next level. Improve communication and collaboration. Leadership 2.0 will be held over Zoom every other Wednesday from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. starting January 13th and running through the end of March. Sign-up deadline is January 8th at 5. For details, visit champaigncounty.org.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
When your computer's not working, you're not working. Hi, this is Dan from Simplify Computers. Whether your computer is running slow, you have a virus, or it's just time for an upgrade, Simplify Computers is here to help with personal service you won't find at the big box stores. We can set up your wireless network, build, install, and maintain your business's server, or replace your hard drive. For over 18 years, we have served the Champaign-Urbana community with integrity and quality customer service. Call us at 352-5000, Simplified Computers, simply the best.
Why do people go to PDR Automotive in Urbana? Because they take care of people like you. Angie dropped off her car to get her brakes evaluated. After a serious problem was discovered, they quoted her $2,100 that she would need to fix the problem.
I couldn't afford it, and I told them I better settle up and hope things don't get worse. PDR found a used part, sent off for it, and kept the bill at the original price. Who does that? I can't stop talking about them and have recommended them to people already. They are my new mechanic.
PDR Automotive on Cunningham.
Hi, Ellen Hook here, owner of your local Ashley Home Store. The sale and clearance event is going on now. For a limited time only, get some of our most popular styles for less. Shop dining room tables starting at just $199 and sofas starting as low as $349. Or get 0% interest for 72 months with no minimum purchase. These closeout deals won't last long, so hurry in or visit AshleyHomeStore.com today. Only at America's number one furniture and mattress store, Ashley. Ashley Home Store. This is home, located at 602 West Anthony Drive, Champaign.
If you're looking for rapid COVID-19 testing, it's now available at Campus Town Urgent Care at Green and Wright in Champaign. That's 631 East Green Street. Get a test and know within 15 minutes or less whether you have coronavirus. Dr. Tom Plura at Campus Town Urgent Care personally calls all positive patients within 30 minutes to inform them and to answer questions. During the emergency pandemic, patient insurance covers the cost of testing with no co-pays or deductibles. Medicare and Medicaid covers the test fully. Appointments are necessary, but quick and easy. Never leave your car and results in 15 minutes or less. Go to covedtest.center to book your time. Stop missing work or waiting around for days to find out results. Go to covedtest.center to book your time for rapid COVID testing from Campus Town Urgent Care. That's covedtest.center.